Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to And the Writer Is. I'm your host, Ross Golan. I've written with hundreds of artists and writers over the years, and my favorite part of each session is the first hour when we catch up about life, the industry, politics, composition, whatever. So this is a journey of learning why people write songs, how people write songs, and most importantly, who the people are who write the songs. I'm producing this with the great Joe London, Big Deal Music Publishing, and Mega House Music Management. If you want to listen to the songs we discuss in this podcast, follow us on our socials, find out about special live events, or buy that merch, aka that hat I always wear, go to our website, www.andthewriteris.com. For a little bit of context, we just wanted you to know that a lot of these were recorded before quarantine. And as we know, a lot has changed in 2020. So again, please stay safe out there and enjoy the new episodes of And the Writer Is.
Oh. You like that?
Sick beat, bruh.
Yeah. I'm not actually sure how to stop it.
That's really funny.
It's just going to play. What's good, man?
Welcome to And the Writer Is and the Demo Is. Our first ever live demo show.
So everyone's going to have to bear with me because we're still getting used to this program, but we are up and running. Yeah, just freestyle song over the theme.
Somebody put some lyrics in the chat and I'll freestyle a song. I need some lyrics. All I got is like, yeah, yes, hi, Nashville, Ayo, Alberto, and hi, 6 a.m. from Sydney. Evan H. said, happy face, are you with me? Oh, no way. Smile face. I can't see it. It's James.
10 seconds.
Charles. Left. Oh, yeah. I'm freestyling. What? Oh, no. Yeah, that's fair. That's fine.
All right.
That's as good as you're going to get.
Oh, it's coming back.
No. Here we go now. Freestyle.
Nah, I think that's it.
I don't even know if it's freestyling on the beat because I can't tell. Did that come across on beat? Like, are we in tune?
You might have been like half a beat off time. Oh.
Well, for those of you who weren't sure, that was the sickest freestyle of all time. And it's gone. It's just gone forever. Okay.
You got your Christmas tree all set up?
Yeah, holiday spirit. Come on,
happy
guys.
Happy holidays.
You know,
I got the essentials.
Happy multi-denominational show and
a candle.
Ah, there you go. Perfect.
And some water. So we're ready to go here.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah for those who celebrate. We're on night seven or eight. Somebody will tell me, but I'm pretty sure tonight's seven.
Number seven.
Yeah. So let's.
Yo, you should do an intro.
What? Oh. Welcome to And the Writer Is. Hey. I'm your host, Ross Golan. This is Joe London to my left, maybe. to my right, yeah. We are doing the first ever, And the Demo Is.
Woo.
Which, thank you guys. We got a shit ton of submissions, so we can only get to a few every time we do this. Hopefully we'll do this a bunch. We're starting with five today, and we're going to go through them and just kind of do the same thing that we do. You know, I've got 11 writers signed to Unknown Music Publishing, and You know, we work with all these young writers, and so much of it is about going through arrangements. And to me, what I care about is, you know, you always hear me talk about song math and, you know, talk about structure and talk about all that. And I'm happy to go through that with these songs and just kind of hear what we have. I personally, I've made sure that I didn't listen through. So you'll hear me critique these as I would if we were in a meeting and somebody played me these songs, and I would give the same kind of critiques. So Joe's going to do the same thing on the publishing side, and yeah, shall we?
Production.
You wanna play something?
I'll do it on the publishing side as well.
Production side, I mean, and the publishing side.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're just going to get started here. Can you talk about more about? Sorry. Oh, nice. We got some questions that we'll hit in the chat in between here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the song math you'll start figuring out, but really what it is, you know, the basis of song math, and a lot of people ask that, and I know that we've done really extensive conversations, and I sort of have a music degree in it, but it's music theory, but for songs which are essentially short sonata form. So it's a, you know, how melodies work over chords. How, you know, but there's math with lyrics too, and we'll get into all that. Let's just start with the first one.
Cool. So the first one is a song called Better by Tyreek Demarius. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm going to mess up everyone's name. I'm sorry. And I'm going to throw these people's like Instagram handles in the chat so we can give them some shout outs. Okay. So here's the first song.
All right.
Better.
Overseas, other side of the world, different lives, different girls. Do you think of me? Call me, please, a vagabond. I'm getting worse. You're a diamond, I'm a pearl. We're somewhere in between. 'Cause every single time I'm not fine, you're the only one to get it right, right. I've been wondering how. I've been wondering how you take it away, you make it better. I've been wondering how. I've been wondering how you take it away, you make it better. Underneath this broken surface, you saw that I had purpose. I'll never know why. Cross your T's and dot my I's. You're so precise. It's so obvious. I saw the line. 'Cause every single time I'm not fine, you're the only one to get it right, right. I've been wondering how. I've been wondering how you take it away, you make it better. I've been wondering how. I've been wondering how you take it away, you make it better.
You make me feel better. You make me
Cool song.
Man, such a good song. Tyreek, your voice, so good.
Yeah, man.
By the way. Also, we had a shout out. We got a shout out Chris Smith, a.k.a. Risk, on the production of that one.
Yeah, nice.
Production was amazing, man. What a great feel for a song, too.
So,
I have one main thought, but go ahead.
Okay, you can go first because I got a few.
My biggest thing for that song to me is just like it needs some arrangement, like love. There's like parts where it just the bridge like is so beautiful, but I wonder even if you know cut that down in half maybe. And you might not even need the post. The post is so awesome, but you might even be able to cut the post out of the very end too. I think there might just be some like arranging things that could just make the song a little cleaner.
This is what I would do in a session. Now, let me just say a few things here. One is that this is a good song. And so all of it depends on what the purpose is. If your purpose is, I want to pitch this song, it's going to be a different thing than if you want to release music because you're an artist and you feel like this represents you. If your goal is to get to radio, it's all something different. But I'm going to go and just say a few things that you could do. And some of this might be controversial, but I actually think the chorus is a pre-chorus. I think you can cut the pre-chorus. And I think that there's somewhere to go after the pre-chorus. And I'll say why. The verse, first of all, the verses are different, you know, which is fine. Let's just go with sort of like a standard sort of pop song arrangement, which would be that the first verse you have this, let's say it's an 8-measure verse, and the first 4 measures melodically are repeated. And that's really cool. But the second verse is a new melody completely, which is fine. But for the sake of having a number of sections that are different, it doesn't hurt if the verses are the same. Repetition in that way is a thing. But if you were to say, you know, if you were to play that verse and you were to go straight into the pre-chorus, then you'd have this room at the top to really go somewhere. Let's say it's like a Bon Iver almost kind of chorus. Like, can you play the
I'm not sure if I can.
Can you replay it?
I can replay it. I'm not sure if I can play it from a specific.
Can you replay it? Can you, or just play it from the top and just go through what the first chorus is?
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah. Overseas, other side of the world. Different lies, different girls. Do you think of me? Call me, please. A vagabond, I'm getting worse. You're a diamond, I'm a pearl. We're somewhere in between. Cause every single time I'm not fine. You're the only one to get it right. I've been
wondering. If you jump straight to that,
I've been wondering how you take it away.
If you just you know, that verse is great. That chorus is great, but I think there's still like some intention lyrically that might help. So if you're saying, you know, I've been wondering how you make it better. Because even if the chorus is like, because I want to feel better now, or like I want something, I need healing. You know, if it was like better how, better now, you know, because I need to feel the healing. The healing, yeah, and I need to. You could go somewhere beyond. You have this ascension. There's room then to even probably t- top just above it and then start a descending line or something like that, where you go from that verse into this great pre-chorus. So rather than thinking of like a pre-chorus as this tiny bridge to get from the verse to the chorus, just keep doing sections that are tens. Dude, the verse is great. Go straight into this amazing part that's questionably a chorus into another part that's also questionably a chorus even beyond that. If you, so many times people look at, they look at a pre-chorus as something they have to put in there.
Yep.
But there's no lyric or melodic real need for the pre-chorus that's in there currently. And I think that like that hook is so good, but what if that is the pre-chorus? And then what if you somehow upstage that melody and do something that's like even bigger than that? You know, and also putting some sort of lyric intention. If you're going to say a matter of fact of, I've been wondering how you make me feel better, I feel like there has to be like, and I know it sort of says it in the verse, but if, is there something in the chorus that allows me to say, because I need to feel better now. I need your, you know, if it's how maybe sexual healing, you know, something like that. This is a really good song. I think, you know,
it also kind of gets down to the bigger point of like, which we all need to do, which is like, just trim the fat on the song. Like, give people the best parts of the song.
That's right.
It's hard to do. You know?
It's hard. And there are a lot of sections in here. And it's a, you know, this is probably, my guess is it's a 3 minute, 50 second song to a 4 minute and 20 second song. And it could probably be 3:15 if you cut everything out.
Even shorter, I think.
Well, certainly without, because there's no, you know,
also, like
you have to add a section.
That bridge melody is so good and so catchy, and you could see the chat light up when that bridge happened. It's like, maybe that melody can also go into the intro. You give people a little taste of that melody before the song even starts, or, you know, figuring
that's
out
good advice too.
What are like the hookiest moments and figure out how ways to like use those in other parts of the song. But awesome song, man. Such a great start. So shout out to Tyreek. Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know if anybody else had any more questions regarding that song. But I hope that makes some sense, where it's you can take, you know, whatever you have that's that you think is sort of your tens, like keep that. And sometimes you just have to throw away good ideas all the time. And I think that there's some ideas in here that you can throw away, and I think there's some that you can still squeeze out.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's do, our next one is called Easily.
Okay.
And the artist's name is John the Dropout, which is an amazing name. Okay, and it's written with Jess Farron and Tony Chetta. Chetta. Like cheddar cheese. Hopefully I pronounced
like
that
cheddar
right.
Cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just load it up here. Okay, here we go. John the Dropout. I'm going to throw his Instagram in the chat.
Buying all the round, hit the
easily.
Nice, guys. That's two good songs in a row.
Yeah, two great songs. My big thing with that one is like more of a lyric thing.
Yeah, go for it.
I just felt that I felt like the by the time the chorus hit, the lyric just didn't quite like hit me the way I wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. How so?
I'm actually trying to think of why it didn't hit me the way I wanted it to. I think maybe just I think repetition is good, but I feel like on that one, the repetition like left me wanting more. Like I think of Ian Kirkpatrick's saying, you ever hear him say, like, don't treat the listener like they're stupid?
Well, that's what I was going to say, that in, you know, at the end of a chorus like that, if this is Swedish and you have like, just like fire, da 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 da, da da da, all the like the Shellback kind of melodies, the moves like Jagger at the end of the hook, or like just like fire. Da, 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 da. What is that? How does that melody go? Da, 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 whatever it is.
Yeah, like
enough. In this one, it's just one. It's really like it's one idea for the whole chorus, and it's repeated, which I actually really like the repetition. I think in the same, there are a lot of really good songs where I feel it coming, I feel it coming, baby, I feel it coming, which is different because it's an anticipated melody versus one that lands on the one.
Yeah, but, and the chords are so, the way the chords turn around in that song, they resolve on the
right.
one, on the last chord, which is crazy. So it keeps you. You know,
but this one that's like I fall in love easily. I feel like it if this were Swedish, it'd be like I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too easily, or something that's like I fall in love too easily. I fall in love.
Yeah,
and it would have this like
a little more.
Well, not resolve it. I would almost prefer that it wasn't resolved. I just think that there's this section at the end of an, you know, let's call that an AAAB melody.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the B in it is just too easily, too easily. And there's nothing particularly memorable about it. Mm-hmm. It's good, that part, but it's not great because it doesn't make you think like, oh wait, what was that song that had that weird melody at the end? What was the song called? You know, this would turn into something that you have to throw some dirt on it. Yeah, otherwise it ends up melodically, you have to throw some dirt on it and take a risk. And to me, I think that when you have that arrangement of that AAAB chorus, I want to hear that B, not just be,
yeah, like passing by
that. Yeah, I want it to be a choice.
Yeah. Aren't you a big fan of AABB choruses? Haven't we talked about this before?
I am, totally. I love. Yeah. I tend to shy away from AABA. Of course, my last song that came out was AABA, but it's because the verses weren't symmetrical. So if the I think when the verses are, I think there's something about the expectation that once you go to a B section of a chorus, you expect to go back. But I really like AAAB melodies, which is sort of like TikTok and when it turns Jesus out tonight, and then it feels sound right. Oh, 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 oh. That's sort of what I want in this. I want to hear like some weird choice at the end of a chorus like this that would make me feel like the writers of this are weird.
Yeah, and it would also make that lyric, I think, stand out a bit more.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that there's something with the... I wish there could be probably some more to squeeze out of, like, I fall in love too easily. I don't know what the answer is, you know, if it's... you know, but I'm taking my time with this one. I fall in love too easily, yeah, but like I'll force, you know, like, what's the twist
on
it?
Making your beeline, more interesting. Yeah. I think for that was the big one. It was like finding a buddy to that line that makes it weirder or flips the concept a little bit or something.
Yeah, if you had that, I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too easily. And the last one is, is that simple of, but I'm taking my time with this one, and it's, but I'm taking my time with this one. I fall in love too easily. Yeah, and you go back to it or something like that.
Brings you back.
Man.
Boom.
Cool.
There you go.
Nice job, guys. Good one.
Production that also was so sick, and the arrangement felt really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this episode of And the Writer Is. If you want to hear music from this songwriter I just interviewed, be sure to check out our Spotify playlist or visit our website at andthewriteris.com. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe to us. You can also like us on Facebook and Twitter. And the Writer is produced by Joe London, edited by Miles Bergsma, and published by Big Deal Music. A special thanks to David Silverstein from Mega House Music and Michael White. Until next time, this is Ross Golan.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.